Happy New Year from the staff of Alter Aeon. This is the January 2019 monthly update audio presentation, and I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. These monthly updates are provided as a service to the players and friends of Alter Aeon to keep them informed of upcoming events and changes to the game, as well as to provide advice and insight about game mechanics and recent modifications. Last month we had some of the highest daily user loads since 2016, peaking at 110 players on December 23rd. Hopefully, with the great events and new features we have planned for 2019, we will continue to see those numbers rise. Speaking of great events, our Winter Solstice event is ongoing at the time of upload and will be wrapping up on January 6th. If you haven't already experienced the event, there is still time to finish everything. The main event quest begins with the Fairy Queen in Event Area 127, and it directs you toward what appears to be 8 areas, each with an item to be recovered. I've played through the first stage of the End of Time quest, and most of the tangential ones, and I had a lot of fun. I even tried out a reindeer-themed PK battle, and like usual, the various reindeer you get to play as are a treat. Our next great event will be one celebrating Alter Aeon's 24th anniversary. It will be provided by Tanthus, a capable builder who ran the anniversary event last year featuring the Wayfarers Guild. This year there will be an all-new 3-part event where players will seek to turn Denton's attention away from the starry depths back to Alter Aeon. The Museum of Player Nostalgia will be reopened for the duration of the event, and I am quite interested to see it since I missed it last year. The event will begin on Friday, January 18th and end on Monday the 21st. In December, we saw several improvements to the crafting code for my brother Drock. He added several new leathercraft items, including rings for dragon scale armor. He also added the craft unname command that allows players to remove their name from crafted items. A craft label command was also added that allows players to add certain keywords to items. Other additions from Drock include a recast reset command to easily clear your recast list, refashioning the reinforce armor skill as a proper forging skill with significantly cheaper cost, and having appraise strings now show up on identify, store listings, and auction. In January, Drock plans to add a rune command for looking up rune words, the ability to gain profession points from brewing skills, and MSP sounds for auctions. He also plans to add the ability to empty carried containers into other containers you are carrying, and empty carried containers onto tables on the ground. Drock also intends on finishing the Ishii Province area for Saboria. Drock and I intend on having new level 38 skills come out soon. Now, I must admit that between the two of us, I have been the one holding up that process. As I have explained in previous updates, the increased workload at the post office made it nearly impossible to get anything significant done, so I had planned to do the bulk of the coding after Christmas. Imagine my surprise when I sat down the day after Christmas to start my work, only to find that my laptop screen had burnt out. That put me out of commission for about a week, but never fear! With a slightly used but fully functional Compact Presario CQ60-615DX in my lap, I am resuming my task to provide level 38 abilities post-haste.